Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Master Mark Zeroyanis. I am your host. I am a fourth Dan Sabunim and the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. This episode is presented by Bet Online. We will get to that sponsorship in a moment. But today's episode is, we are winding down 2022, and we are doing one of our most popular segments every year, Top 5 Martial Arts Films of 2022. Now, these are selected by us based on our screening, based on our viewing. We try to view as many as we can over the course of the year, but we would love to hear from you and hear which ones we missed, which ones you agree with, and which ones you do not agree with. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Basketball is back. Brittany Griner is back in the United States. And Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchups, info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. And your continued source for all sports wagering information, Bet Online features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, and boxing, or even golf. Head over to betonline.ag to join and get your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. But you got to make sure to use our code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, that is our network, to receive your rewards. Bet Online, where the gaming starts. Now, as I said, let's jump into our list. It was a pretty good year for martial arts films. I don't think it was as good as 2021 in terms of the availability of films, but the film quality was really good. So, we have number 5 on our list. One that came in late in the year, kind of surprised me. It has a lot of defects, but it has a lot of positive stuff too. That's Bullet Train. Brad Pitt, certainly not a conventional martial arts movie star. This movie, directed by David Leitch, who fight coordinated on John Wick. He did a lot of the action choreography for Nobody. He has become a director in his own right, and he has done a phenomenal job in the action genre. This is a Japanese tribute film about a agent who gets embroiled in a, he's an assassin. Actually, he's an agent. He's not actually an assassin. And he gets involved with a bunch of assassins on, a bullet train in Japan. There's a lot here, a lot of fight scenes, a lot of fight choreography, a lot of humor, a lot of Japanese homage to Japanese cinema. Brad Pitt is very good. The movie is very lighthearted, although there are a lot of serious scenes in it. A lot of great characters and character actors. However, because of the people that are in it, I'm not thrilled with all of the fight scenes. Some of it was too frenetic. Some of it was too fast-paced. But overall, an interesting and engaging, unique visionary film. Definitely a high-budget film, a very high-budget look, special effects. Not one of your smaller films. Maybe didn't live up to the hype, but still definitely worth seeing. Number 4, another pretty high-budget film from Netflix, The Gray Man, based on a series of books. Russo Brothers, of course, from the Marvel Universe, brought us a bunch of other things. This is sort of a spy-slash-action thriller starring Ryan Gosling. The fight scenes leave a lot to be desired in this. I'm not thrilled with the way that they did them. A lot of shaky cam, a lot of visual effects, but overall very, very good. Billy Bob Thornton, excellent. Ana de Armas, of course, excellent. Chris Evans is very cartoonish in this, but he's good. Again, I think for most people, a great action film, little John Wick style, little nobody style. But from a martial arts standpoint, it made our list. But certainly I want to understand and relay that the martial arts fight scenes are definitely not up to at least my stand-up standard. The roundup, this one is really, we're jumping from number 4 to number 3. It's a monumental jump because I really loved this film. It's a sequel to The Outlaws. It's part of the Crime City trilogy starring Don Lee. It is a Korean import, best to be watched in Korean with English subtitles. He is great in everything. In this, he returns as Detective Ma. He becomes embroiled in this pursuit of a kidnapper and a killer of South Korean tourists in Vietnam. He is a no-nonsense, Dirty Harry-type Korean cop. Funny, strong, talented to watch. The villains in this one are fierce. There's a lot of violence, a lot of weapons. There is comedic timing and there is drama, but it is really, really as good as anything you'll see in Hollywood today. And there are going to be a third installment to this. The first was The Outlaws. The second is The Roundup. I don't know what the third is called, but it's the Crime City trilogy, and I tell you to look out for that. Number 2 really knocked my socks off, Baby Assassins. We got this as a screener from Wellgo and Haya. This is amazing movie. It is comes out of the Japanese market. I think it's won a lot of film festivals. It's well-paced. It's well-directed. It has tremendous comedic timing. Akari Takayashi and Sayori Izara, I hate to butcher their names, they are just phenomenal in this movie. And again, this is a movie, as you would imagine, based on the title, that is about really, really unusual. Two young female assassins who are trying to balance normal lives as being teenage girls growing up and being professional assassins. They play off of each other really well. They play off of each other and the other cast members really well. The fight scenes are incredible. There's a little, clearly some Taekwondo training in there for Sayori Izara. Clearly Taekwondo pedigree in her fight scenes. It's well choreographed. It's well timed. It has good gunplay. Baby Assassins is a fun, fun movie to watch. And then, of course, number 1 on our list, we waited for this. A lot of people have waited for this for a number of years. Scott Adkins, Hitman's Holiday. I mean, The Accident Man, Jesse V. Johnson film starring Scott Adkins, written by Stu Small from a few years ago, 2018, I think, was one of the best. We used the fight scene with Amy Johnson and Scott Adkins as one of our best fight scenes of the all time, certainly of the 21st century. And this film does not disappoint. It is actually as good, if not better, than the first. On some levels, it's better. It has a lot of fight scenes, a lot of unusual one-on-one fight scenes that really, really escalate. Of course, Ray Stevenson is back. Perry Benson is back. Atkins. But I can't even, I don't want to give too many spoilers. Poco the Clown fight scene, amazing. And probably one of the best additions to this film, as I'm sure you've heard already, is Sarah Chang. She is the wife of Vincent Sabrano. She is a martial artist. She was in the film Bloodhunters, which we reviewed. She is such a great addition to this film. The fight scenes between her and Adkins, which I highlighted in my review, reminded me of Burt Kwok and Peter Sellers in the Pink Panther movies. Just a blast to watch. This one, I went into this one with some hesitation because Jesse V. Johnson is one of my favorite directors. We've covered all of his recent films. We've interviewed him several times, and he was not available for this one, so it was directed by the Kirby brothers. It turned out to be a really good choice because this one is probably a little bit less on the script and the drama and the dialogue and more on the fighting and the fight scenes, which these guys really filmed a lot like a music video style. The Hitman's Holiday is a great sequel. I understand why they didn't call it Accident Man 2, because you could easily get sucked into this one without having any real knowledge of the first one. Cheers to Scott Adkins. Again, we've interviewed him. We've talked to him. He's been very gracious to us, but we love this movie. I added one to our list as a worth mentioning because it did come out in 2021, but it came out and we screened it after our list had closed for 2021. A very different film from Accident Man, Hitman's Holiday. It's a film called One Shot, a very small movie, Western-type film. There's a Guantanamo Bay mission, transfer of some gang of terrorists that gets disrupted. Ryan Phillippe is in it. Ashley Green is in it. She's very good. And the film is shot in one continuous shot from start to finish. So that's why it's called One Shot. I think, you know, I said in my review, if it wasn't well executed, it could have been a disaster, visually horrible to look at. But in this case, it really worked. I believe they did a lot of that because of a lot of the things that occurred in the post-COVID era that people had to make a lot of adjustments at that time. But One Shot is definitely one that was worth seeing. So if you get a chance, check out this list. I would love to hear from you. 2023 already starts to have the promise of some great stuff. We know that John Wick 4 will be hitting theaters. So this is Master Mark Sirianis. I'm signing off. And please do not forget, this episode has been brought to you by our partners at Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.